Here we go again, everybody. It's Thursday. I'm Robin O'Neill. You are Janessa. You are Jamie. You are Henry. You are Marissa. And you are Zenday. How's everybody guys doing today? How are you feeling today? My God. Again, quite a week. I'm in like multiple versions of a bad mood right now. You can probably hear it in my voice because I'm just struggling to even... I don't even know, breathe through all of this. I've been having great days, and I've been doing yoga with Adrian every single day. This was day 6 or 7, I think, and I don't know. I have gotten up every day at 8 a.m. also. So 8 a.m. I wake up. 8 a.m. or 8:06 or so, I do yoga with Adrian, which, by the way, I've heard from many of you who are joining me in the 30 days challenge that Yoga with Adrian is doing. If you're new to this program, feel free to join us. It's not official, like we don't meet up or Zoom or anything, but Yoga with Adrian on YouTube, it's a 30-day challenge called Breathe, and it's really good. Today's was hard for any of you guys who are doing it. Today I was like, are you, like I was kind of cursing at her, to be honest with you. It was all ab work, and I don't have any of those. So that was rough. But anyway, today, you know, it's just a wild ride life, you know? So anyway, but I'm still here for you guys, wishing and hoping that you're hanging in there, feeling okay, as crazy as things are. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's start with some things about me for some newcomers. Hi, my name is Robin O'Neill, Robin Renee O'Neill. Some friends and pretty much all family usually call me Robbie. You can choose to do that if you'd like. I don't like my hands to be dirty at all. I don't like anything to be dirty, by the way, but especially my hands. And I wash my hands a lot, but then I can't really put lotion on. I can't moisturize them properly because usually I'm doing something with my hands. And I really can't when I'm drawing because you can't get lotion on your drawings. So it's a whole issue with me. But anyway, my hands are looking old. It's weird. It's like my age is seen in my hands before most other places, or severely. I mean, you can tell that I am my age, but my hands look like 12 years, 15 years older than me. I kind of see now why certain people go and get Botox in their hands. Not that I'm going to do that, because I've always thought, it's so funny, on everybody else, I find aging hands to be just so beautiful. I love looking at older people's hands. I think every artist who draws goes through that. When you're in high school, you draw a lot of old people hands. I know I have one somewhere, a close-up drawing of an old guy's hands. Anyway, what else about me? Not that into the outdoors either. Don't like my hands being... So you can tell already a million things. Do I camp? Never camped in my life. Never want to. Not into it. I don't like my hair being dirty either. One time I went camping and a kid threw up in my hair. So there you go. It wasn't even outdoor camping. That's why I can't really call it camping, but it was like I was a brownie. So we went on this like retreat and we were inside a big cabin. And I woke up to some woman washing my hair because the kid behind me threw up in my hair. So, and that wasn't even fully outdoors. So you can imagine what I'd feel fully out. And who knows what would happen to me out there. I'm overly sensitive. In fact, I'm feeling overly sensitive right now. Today, my main mood is overly sensitive. I'm not into Lord of the Rings, not into Game of the Thrones, not into Game of Thrones, not into, I'm not a fantasy person at period, all period. Certain sci-fi, yes. Like Star Trek, yes. Very little of any of that though. I like hardcore reality. I think that's it. Well, maybe a couple more things. I've been thinking about salads a lot, so I want to share with you some of my favorite things in salads are capers sliced in half or caper berries. Wait, no, capers are so little. You don't, God, whatever. Capers, I put at least 150 in any salad I eat, and caper berries, the huge guys, slice it in half. If you're curious about what pens I love, I've been talking a lot about art supplies with some of you. Now, I don't use pens in my art, but I only use one kind of pen to write things, and it is a, what is it? Uniball Rollerball Micro Point, 0.5. And I've been getting these same pens for about 20 years, and I'm obsessed with them. And I kind of hate any other pen with a passion. For some of my stuff for my shop lately, I've been writing cards in a different, like a painter's pen, like a brush pen. And that's just kind of nice and fun. But that's very rare. For everything else, I use this. I love this pen so much. And I was so excited. One time when I was in New York, I went to my gallery, Susan Inglet Gallery, and I noticed she handed me, when I had to write something, she handed me the same pen. And I was like, I've never encountered it out in the wild like that before. And I'm like, oh my God, did I give you this pen? And she goes, no, this is my favorite pen. And I noticed everybody at the gallery had the same pen. That was a true moment for me. I want to launch right into Business Corner. Business Corner today have a couple of things. Thank you guys for subscribing on my website. If you subscribe at the bottom of my website, you'll get any newsletters or email announcements I send out. I don't do it that often, but I do it like maybe once a month. And today I just posted new modeliers. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, I make these, I crochet these, they're kind of mobiles mixed with chandeliers. That's the word I came up with. And they're very fun. And I just posted a whole bunch of new ones. So for anybody who was waiting for that, go ahead and check it out. RobinO'Neill.com/shop. And you'll see all that I have. Also new stickers. I've got new stickers of some drawings I've made. New sticker of the head, the floating head in the sky, and those books are still available too, and the postcard sets. And thank you for all your pre-orders of my book, 20 Years of Drawings, the monograph. I'll be sending those out starting tomorrow, so anybody who pre-ordered, I really, really appreciate it. And now they're available just regular. No more 10% off. You guys missed it. So I'm sorry about that. There will probably be all sorts of other little fun freebies or whatever. Speaking of which, tomorrow live on Instagram, that's Friday, January 8th. I will be going live on Instagram. Never done that, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. And it's going to be a Q&A kind of in celebration of me getting my books back and the announcement that they are now available for purchase. So, and you can ask me anything. This is what I do, is I ask you guys questions. So this is your chance to return the fun and ask me some questions. If you are too shy to answer them, however that works, I think you just type it, so you shouldn't be too shy to do that. But if you want to pre-ask questions, you guys kind of know how to reach me, I think. You can either leave it in a comment on Instagram or Twitter, or go ahead and email me that question, and I'll be prepared with it tomorrow. It's info@robinoneill.com. Did I say what time it is? I'm doing it 7 p.m. Pacific time. So there you go. I have a surprise for y'all. Let me go get something. I'll be right back. All right, I got my surprise. My surprise is a human being, believe it or not. My surprise is Damian Jurado, everybody!
Hey!
Damian decided to come on. He agreed to come on in today because we were watching. Tell him about our movie day. That was fun. Tell him how we structured it, how it went, what the deal was. Go ahead and tell him.
I believe it was New Year's Day, wasn't it?
Yes.
New Year's Day, Robin and I have a tradition now, since we've known each other, which is to... We spend the entire day picking out movies we've either seen before or movies that we have seen just ourselves and the other one hasn't seen, or movies we haven't seen at all, either of us have seen.
There's no rules on the movies we pick is what he's saying, which
That's
is
right.
fun. So it can be anything goes.
Right, anything goes. Like if you chose Die Hard 5. The return of Bruce Willis or the return of Willis. I could not object to that.
You have to sit there and watch anything I say.
That's right.
And I have to do the same.
That's right.
So, but the thing is we start, one person starts. So you make it even. If you do four in a day, I start, then Damien goes, then I go again, then he goes again. Or if you do six in a day, which we almost did six, but we only did four that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe mine was first.
Yours was, you had the first pick.
And let's go ahead and talk about that. So this was my first pick. I've been dying for Damien to watch this, but I wasn't sure he would. I thought he would appreciate it for sure. But anyway, it was just one of those days where finally I can't take another day without him seeing it. And I've talked about this movie on here. It is David Cronenberg's Map to the Stars. Very strange movie. Very unlike anything else, in my opinion. And the reason I thought about it again is I know I've been talking about the show In Treatment and the young woman who plays the gymnast in the first season, Mia something. She is the star of Maps to the Stars, along with Julianne Moore, John Cusack. Did I just talk about this on the podcast last week for some reason?
I believe you did.
Why would I have talked about it if I didn't watch it yet? I don't know. Well, anyway, so Damien was a good sport. He watched it with me on New Year's Day. And do you want to talk about what you thought
I
about?
Will, yeah, sure. I will say that, first of all, I loved this movie. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I had no idea what I was getting into. I'm a big fan of Julianne Moore, mm-hmm. who seems to be, she's a very fearless actress.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
She's very fearless. She seems to do anything like, oh, here's a nude scene where, you know, something is about to go down, and she's all for it.
She is definitely all for it. Was she nude in this movie?
Yes, she was.
There was a lot of nudity in this movie.
But it's very uncomfortable, but funny nudity.
Yes.
You rarely see funny nudity in movies.
Yeah. Now, don't get the wrong idea. This is not a comedy.
No.
Well, but it is very
funny.
But it's
dark, but it's also very absurd and funny.
Remember what I said to you? Because Damien's been a little, he has to, I don't know how to describe this. You might want to describe it yourself, but he has to be careful about what he watches at certain times when he's, do you want to explain that? Or do you want to just, we can glide right over that too, if you want.
Oh, I was just going to say that I don't want to be too influenced by the things that I watch, because things like dramatic movies and, you know, situations like that, they tend to be a little too close to home when it comes to my own writing style. So I never want to be influenced by the outside so much.
Which I love. Or not necessarily the outside. You do like to be influenced by the outside if it's like Sanford and Son, but you don't want it when it's close to your emotional range in your writing.
Like the other day I watched a stand-up special that Red Fox did. I think it was shot in the 70s, and it was great. I watched like last night we watched The Old Price is Right with Bob Barker. So things like that.
Wait till you see what I turned on, Damien. Look at this. Hold on. Let me show you what
that's
called.
Oh, is this the mall one?
Mall City Documentary, 1983 NYU film of Roosevelt Field mall culture.
Right. So this is an example of something that I would be watching.
Yeah, and you want to be influenced by that. So anyway, I've been very sensitive. You did a great job explaining that. And I love that about you, where you're not interested in the things, just kind of like you don't listen to music that sounds like the music you make at all. You don't want to be in that world any more than necessary or something.
That's correct.
Well, so anyway, but do you remember what I said? The other thing we do during movie day is we get up and we act like we're the theater person announcing the movie.
Right, right. I don't know how many theaters have that anymore.
Probably no theaters exist anymore, number one.
Well, I'm thinking about the independent movie theaters. You know, I'm sure many listeners have gone to independent movie theaters where someone who works at the theater will come down and tell you a little bit about the movie, and then maybe that make a question or two. But that's what we did. We introduced the movie.
We introduced the movie, and do you remember what I said about the main point I made about Maps to the Stars to you was a total lie? I remember.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember it caught me off guard.
I said, this movie is not dark at all.
That's right.
And you guys, it's a very dark movie. Okay, anyway, so I lied to you, and I'm sorry about
that. But I want to talk about the movie real quick.
Okay.
Because one of the things I liked about this movie from the get-go, first of all, you remember, I think it was in the first, we weren't even like 2 minutes into this movie, and I paused it, remember? And I said, this movie is amazing.
Yes, you did. I already love this movie.
I already love this movie.
Yeah, it made me very happy.
I was only 2 minutes into this movie.
Yeah, there's interest.
I think very few lines were said, and I just loved it immediately already.
I'm very glad.
So I'm not going to tell you why, but I'll let them
enjoy it.
But one of the things that happened in this movie that tends to happen in not only movies that we watch, but also shows we watch, there's the occasional line that is said that we're just blown away by.
It happens to us. Well, I mean, we can't get through anything without pausing and rewinding at least like 50 times. And I'm talking even in a sitcom. Like our Bold and the Beautiful watching, we'll stop and rewind at least way more than three times an episode. How many would you say an episode during a half hour show?
Well, first of all, it's if you watch it on streaming, it's 18 minutes. And it usually takes us about close to 45 minutes to watch an 18 minute episode. Because there's so much pausing and talking and laughing going on.
We have both always done this where we both take notes on lines from TV shows. Yeah. We always have before we knew each other. So us together, it's hard to do. I can't imagine someone trying to watch something with us. Sometimes Miles does, and I'm sure I don't even know what he thinks.
I don't know. Anyway, okay, so the scene happens in the movie, and after this scene, or during the scene as it's happening, I pause the movie and I say to Robin, I said, "Oh my gosh, did you just hear that? That was like a poem." And it kind of was.
It was. Sorry, something just happened with Frankie in the room while we were saying that. Okay, so so he said, rewind it, and then I took notes of it. I transcribed it, and it's so good. So he'll be, I wanted, and then I immediately asked you, would you want to read that on the podcast?
To which I said, heck yeah.
So I'm very excited. I don't believe I've ever had somebody else read the reading.
Wow, this is your first
time?
Now
that I think about it. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever given that to somebody else. So
wow.
There you go.
I'm a guest reader, your first guest reader.
Guest reader, and there are two people talking in this scene, but I don't want to do the whole acting thing. So this is all going to be Damien. So Damien, it's up to go ahead and you go.
Okay, poem from Maps to the Stars.
Now you guys be respectful. I know this isn't me, but be respectful to Damien while he reads this. This is his first time, okay? All right, sorry, go ahead.
Here we go. What happened to you? I took the bus. Sorry.
That's wrong. Sorry.
We'll have to edit this. I'm so sorry.
No, we don't
here
edit
we go.
On here.
Here we go. We don't.
No.
Okay. Shit. All right, here we go. Ogiro, what happened to you? I took the bus. What's wrong with the car? It broke. What happened to you yesterday? I was sick.
Oh, it's so good. Very, 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 very good. Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
You read it beautifully. And it does, when you read it out loud, it reminds me of like a part of a Raymond Carver story or something, doesn't it?
That's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah, that's really, really good. I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah.
I really am. That was a really good thing that you noticed from there.
Yeah.
And it was Julianne Moore reading it, and with my actress Mia.
That's true.
Another thing that I think people will, because I guarantee some of your fans will be tuning in to hear this, to hear you talk, I want you to tell, so they might find this interesting. This was the other thing that I loved about watching that movie with you. Tell them, do you remember the other moment of that movie that was your other favorite part?
The sound.
Okay, no, not that part. One other thing. Cafe.
The cafe. Yeah, what happened in the cafe?
That man standing there?
Tell me again.
Edward Hopper?
Yeah.
You don't remember?
Oh, I know you're talking about. So, no, that's because I have ADD.
It may be because of that, but this is how you see things, which I find very fascinating.
Well, there's a scene where the two of the main characters are in a cafe in Los Angeles, which is where the movie takes place. And in the background, I tend to be very distracted by background actors. And there is a guy that's standing at the grill where right behind, what's his name?
He's from
Twilight.
Twilight. I can't think of his name. You guys know the Twilight guy.
Yeah.
James something?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's behind Twilight Guy's shoulder. And he looks, he's standing very still. And I said, wouldn't that be great if they just chose a mannequin instead? He does move very little. But the lighting above him, also, he looks like an Edward Hopper painting.
Yeah, like isolated. If you took everybody else out of the scene and you just saw him standing at the grill, he's Rookin figure. And he's just there, barely moving,
yeah.
kind of hazily but brightly lit.
Yeah.
It's a very, very beautiful background. Nobody, I can't imagine anyone else noticing that. But I did wish that they would have just stood a mannequin up, because that would be even more interesting and bizarre and have no explanation of it, you know?
My other takeaway from this movie was that it was, I mean, for me, it was clearly a Cronenberg movie, but it also reminded me of the other director who we like a lot.
Oh, yes, Hal Hartley.
It reminded me of a Hal Hartley movie.
Yeah.
Which you and I have discussed, and I don't know how, if your listeners are fans, but I don't know anybody besides.
I don't either. Like I told you, I knew somebody named Colin and his brother. They were big fans. Mm-hmm. They introduced Hal Hartley to me when I was 18. And I've been a huge fan ever since, but I never run into Hal Hartley fans.
No.
It's very strange, because I think his movies, they're unlike anything else. And there's that same kind of stilted, uncomfortable, they purposely kind of encourage the actors to seem like they're acting in a way, right? Isn't that how you'd describe it? In both this Cronenberg movie and Hal Hartley movies, there's a very uncomfortable, almost... And again, this movie, you know, I talk about this all the time on the podcast, my obsession with Lifetime movies. This one in particular, parts of it feel a little Lifetime-like.
It does, yeah. I think I said that to you. It reminds me of a Lifetime movie.
I think you did, yeah. Oh, did you hear Frankie? We've got our third guest here on Cinema Notes with Damien, Robin, and Frankie. Now, Damien, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I asked your manager, and it sounds like you will now be performing Sheets for us. Is that true?
Goodbye, Robin.
I'm just kidding. All right. I'm really glad you did that, though. This was very fun.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yay. Thank you. All right. I'll be right back to close this out, you guys. All right, guys. The fun is gone. Damien has left the building, and now it's just me and you. Frankie's even gone. She went with him. She's been very attached to him over the last couple of days. What else? Just some things I want to tell you about. I ordered my first pizza in probably since the pandemic. Maybe I did it once before last night, just for me, because Damien is currently not eating, gluten. So I did eat some gluten, a lot of it. And I wanted to tell you guys what I ate on it. Pepperoni. Jalapenos, ricotta. Kind of simple, but perfect. I love jalapenos on pizza. So anyway, I'm only talking about this because I'm starving right now, and I am excited to eat some leftovers. Let's do some question corner. I'm going to ask you guys three questions before I hang this one to dry. What do your favorite socks look like and feel like? What's the material? I love Bombas socks. Those are probably my favorite. Just the regular little, I don't know, Bombas socks for tennis shoes, whatever those are. I just love them. I love the cotton ones. I mean, wool. I'm wearing two pairs of, I'm wearing cotton ones under wool socks right now because my feet are always cold in this house. Do you like peanut butter? I think I've talked about this before. I am both disgusted by peanut butter and I like it and I eat it. So that's another one of those up there with oatmeal where I'm like, ugh, and bananas, where I eat them all the time, but I actually am disgusted by it. Also, do you think Kevin Costner is a good actor? We watched, on the same movie day that Damien told you about, we watched Fandango. That was his choice. And I had never seen it, and that was... He told me that it was Kevin Costner's first movie. He looks exactly the same. Like, that dude has been the same age his whole life somehow. And I've never thought of Kevin Costner as a great actor. I'm sorry if that's offensive to you, but I didn't. But he was a very good actor in Fandango, so I'll give him that. That's about all for you guys. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you guys reaching out to me and sharing the love, sharing this podcast with people. Thank you. I've heard that there are some new reviews. So next week, I'll try to remember to read some of the new reviews from Apple Podcasts. If you don't mind giving this podcast a 5-star rating, if you enjoyed it, and subscribe wherever you are listening. I love you guys so much. I hope you're hanging in there. My thoughts are with you and yours all the time. And that's all. Bye, everybody.